While they were talking about the story of three wise men, a woman asked her pastor this question: "Do you know why God gave the star to the wise men? Do you know why God gave the star to the wise men?" When he professed his ignorance, she told him, "God knows men are too proud to ask directions. If there had been three wise women instead of three wise men, they would have asked directions, arrive on time, help deliver the baby, clean the stable, made a casserole, and given some practical gifts." Today's first reading, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6, is chosen partly because it mentions non-Jews bringing gifts in homage to the God of Israel. Here, prophet Isaiah, consoling the people in exile, speaks of the restoration of New Jerusalem, from which the glory of the Lord becomes visible even to the pagan nations. Thus, the prophet in this passage celebrates the divine light emanating from Jerusalem and foresees all the nations acknowledging and enjoying that light and walking by it. As a sign of gratitude for the priceless lessons of faith offered by Jerusalem, the nations will bring wealth by land and sea, especially gold for the temple and frankincense for the sacrifice. The first and the two readings express hope for a time when the people of God will embrace all nations. As a privileged recipient of the divine epiphany, Saint Paul reveals God's secret plan that the Gentiles also have a part with the Jews in the divine blessings. Hence, in the second reading, Saint Paul affirms the mystery of God's plan of salvation in Christ. Saint Paul explains that the plan of God includes both Jews and Gentiles. Jesus implemented this divine plan by extending membership in his church, making it available to all peoples. Thus, the Jews and the Gentiles have become co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Hence, there are no second-class members in the church among Christian believers. St. Paul claims that he has been commissioned by Christ to make this mystery known to the world. And that's why we also call him Apostles to the Gentiles. So this gospel teaches us how Christ enriches those who bring him their hearts. Since the Magi came with joy in their hearts to visit the child, the Christ child, God allowed them to see wondrous things. At the same time, today's gospel hints at different reactions to the news of Jesus' birth, foreshadowing his passion and death, as well as the recent Jesus' mandate to make disciples of all nations. The term magoi in Greek refers to a wide variety of people, including fortune tellers, priestly augurs, magicians, and astrologers. Because of their connection with the star in this story, it is safe to conclude that St. Matthew identified them mostly in the last group, the astrologers. Possibly they came from Babylonia or Persia, where the word magos originated. The Epiphany can be looked on as a symbol for our pilgrimage through life to Christ. The feast invites us to see ourselves in the Magi, a people on a journey to Christ. Today's gospel also tells us the story of the encounter of the Magi with the evil king, Herod. These encounters demonstrate three reasons to Jesus' birth, three reactions to the birth of Jesus. First, hatred. Second, indifference. And third, adoration. First, hatred. A group of people hated by Herod planned to kill Jesus. Second, indifference, composed of priests and scribes, ignored Jesus. Third, adoration. The members of the third group, shepherds and the Magi, adored Jesus and offered themselves to him. This third group was composed of the shepherds and the Magi. The shepherds offered the only gifts they had, love, tears of joy, and probably woolen clothes and milk from their sheep. The Magi, probably Persian astrologers, were following the star that Balaam had predicted would rise along with the ruler's staff over the house of Jacob, as we will read it in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17. The Magi offered gold in recognition of Jesus as the King of the Jews, frankincense in acknowledgement that he was God, and myrrh as a symbol of his human nature that will become the sacrifice that he will die for our sins. Like the Magi, every person has two great books which provide the signs to guide this pilgrimage. First, the book of creation, and second, the book of the sacred scripture. What is important is that we be attentive, alert, and listen to God who speaks to us, who always speaks to us through these two books and through our neighbors too. Let us make sure that we belong to the third group. First, let us worship Jesus at Mass every day if we can, with the gold of our love, the myrrh of our humility, and the frankincense of our adoration. Let us offer God our very selves, promising him that we will use his blessings to do good for others. Second, let us plot a better path for our lives. Just as the Magi choose another route to return to their homes, let us choose a better way of life, abstaining from proud and impure thoughts, evil habits, and selfish behavior. Third, let us become the star, leading others to Jesus, as the star led the Magi to him. We can remove or lessen the darkness of evil around us by being, if not like stars, at least like candles, rejecting Jesus' love by selfless service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate care. I will end this homily with a story. In 1895, Henry Van Dyke wrote the story, The Other Wise Man, telling of a fourth wise man called Artaban. Our hero is not mentioned in the gospel because he missed the caravan. He got to Bethlehem too late to see the baby Jesus. But Artaban did make it in time to save one of the holy innocents by bribing a soldier. For 33 years, Artaban searched for Jesus. He did not find Jesus. But all the while, the fourth wise man fed the hungry and helped the poor. Then one day in Jerusalem, Artaban saw the King of the Jews being crucified. He started to offer a pearl as ransom, but then he saw a girl being sold into slavery to pay family debts. Artaban gave his pearl to buy freedom for the girl. Suddenly, the earth quaked as Jesus died on the cross, and a stone struck Artaban. Dying, he heard a voice saying, "When you help the least of my children, you help me. Meet me in heaven." Artaban, the fourth wise man, had been making God present in his community for years by helping others. God asked each of us on the feast day of the Epiphany to be the fourth wise man or woman by becoming God's Epiphanies, making his love present in the world around us by our acts of love and kindness. May the Mother of God, the star of evangelization, the Blessed Virgin Mary, intercede for us all. Amen.